This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Nicholas made landfall along the Texas coast this morning on the eastern part of the Matagorda Peninsula near Sargent Beach, Texas, with maximum winds of 75 miles per hour. This storm could dump 20 inches of rain on some areas, including storm-wracked Louisiana. The center of the storm is expected to move slowly over southeastern Texas today and over southwestern Louisiana tomorrow. Just ahead of the storm, Governor Greg Abbott said Texas is ready.
The state of Texas began preparing for this days ago, making sure that we were mobilizing all the supplies and support and resources that were needed by all the different local officials in all the various regions.
Governor Greg Abbott in Texas. Recent polling shows California Governor Gavin Newsom holding an edge as he tries to save his job. The recall election is today in California. Here's the AP's Tim McGuire.
Some 8 million people have already voted in the effort to recall California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom.
I want to support Gavin Newsom, and I voted no.
I was happy to find Elder.
Newsom has to get 50% plus one no votes to block the recall.
If we don't turn out and vote no, Larry Elder is the next governor of the state of California.
Those voting yes to recall Newsom then select one of nearly four dozen names on the ballot. And Elder, a conservative radio host, is leading in the polls of those wanting to oust Newsom.
Governor Newsom got some last-minute help from President Biden, who warned that the outcome of the contest could shape the country's direction on several important issues, including climate change. Four former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights will be arraigned today in federal court. An international group of scientists say the average person doesn't need a COVID booster shot yet. They say the vaccine is working well. This is AP News. Apple's released an emergency software patch to fix a security vulnerability. But you may not have to worry too much. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
Researchers at the University of Toronto Citizens Lab say the flaw could allow hackers to directly infect iPhones and other Apple devices without any user action and allowed spyware from the world's most infamous hacker-for-hire firm, NSO Group, to directly infect the iPhones of a Saudi activist. The lab says this was the first time a so-called zero-click exploit had been caught and analyzed. Security experts say average iPhone, iPad, and Mac users generally don't need to worry. These kind of attacks tend to be highly targeted. In a blog post, Apple said it's issuing a security update for iPhones and iPads because a maliciously crafted PDF file could lead to them being hacked. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow gained 261 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.